This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was talking about FIU and you and I being out there for the spring game. Night and day to last year, huh?
Yeah, they've just got a lot bigger up front. And they went from a team that looked like they did not have a whole lot of talent last year to really reshaping that roster, and they did win more games than we thought last year when the season started, so I think it'll carry over this year with another good recruiting class. They look pretty good the other night, so
no doubt. Now the University of Miami, and you got some high praise. You must have pushed the right buttons with Joe Zagacki, because he goes, "Oh, that Charles Fishbein, I'm telling you." You had an opportunity to go out there and watch a little bit to see Miami and talk about that and what you observed. I know that when you talk about him, you're always fair and you're balanced with your assessments.
I think the one thing that they've done, especially since Mark Richt's been there, is we've talked about this, is starting, it's not the first 22, it's when you start building that depth up, and they've done a very good job replenishing a lot of the positions. You just go look at running back, and Travis played last year, DJ played, and then all of a sudden they have a Lorenzo Lingard, who looked very good in the first practice I went to, and then the wide receiver position is night and day from when they took it over. They've built a lot of depth there, and you have some of the upperclassmen doing well, but then the young guys coming in, the Hightower kid and Wiggins kid have done some things too as well in practice. So if you're a Miami fan, you got to be very excited.
From a size standpoint, I know that a lot of people had some criticism that they weren't big enough. Are they getting bigger?
They're definitely getting bigger, but Miami's always going to be, I think, more of the team that relies on speed and quickness than more than mass size. Wisconsin, they've got to go out and get those massive guys just so they can overpower teams, but they're not going to outspeed teams. Miami, you've got guys, though. You look at Gregory Rousseau. I think this is a kid they found, a hidden gem.
Yes.
Down from Champagnat. This was, a player that was once a wide receiver at Monarch as a freshman. He's 6'5", and they've added weight onto him. So he's going to be probably 265, 270 before it's all said and done. So he gives them some size at defensive end. And, some of the guys like the Jackson kid that came from Gulliver and Garvin, these guys have added some nice size. So they're not small by any standard. And John Ford, you go look at him, he looks like a grown man out there.
Does. But that's, when everybody was talking about Miami getting to that next level, Charles, and to the LSUs and the Alabamas and Ohio States, they had to get those quality defensive tackles. And not only that, get a couple and have some depth as well. Have they reached to that point? Because now they had a class where they got Ernesto Silvera to go along with the Garvins and Fords and people like that. Are they getting to that point where
they're getting closer? That's for sure. I mean, it would have helped if McIntosh and Norton had stayed for a year. I think at that point you would have had 5-6 guys in the rotation at D tackle. So they got to keep some of those guys around. I think next year when the time comes, you want Jonathan Jackson to stay one more year and have these guys, because that's how you build depth. You look at Clemson. Clemson had 4 guys that could have left early. All of them are coming back, and now they're bringing in 4 or 5 elite defensive linemen. So those young guys are going to get reps in the Wake Forest games, the games that they're going to be able to go in and beat them early in the first half, and these guys are going to get those reps. And what that does is, and I don't think a lot of people overlook this, is that when you have to play those guys 4 quarters and you start to get into game 10, 11, 12, your team gets beat up by the end of the year. And that's what happened last year. I just think they ran out of steam, because a lot of those guys had to go full bore for every game.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein, Elite Scouting Services, joining us. South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Tuesday evening. When you take a look also, Charles, at the linebacker position, it's probably as good as it's been at Miami in quite some time. But that's the good news. But the bad news is it's going to empty out after this year. What does the depth look like? Does somebody like a Steed jump in there this year and get more reps? How's the depth looking in the spring?
Yeah, I thought like the other day when I went and watched practice, I thought Wilder was a kid that, you know, he's a football player. You know, he may not be the biggest or fastest kid, but I think sometimes, you know, especially in the recruiting side of things, people overlook, can a kid just play football? And he's a typical Carroll City tough kid. I think he goes out there, he's going to be very good with the opportunity. And, you know, you talked about, you know, their guys leaving. They have three junior linebackers that, you know, they really could use them to come back for one more year and have some of those younger guys come in. So when they go into 2019, that's a chance for that team to win a national title or play for one, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you look at some of these teams that have won, you know, or have been in the mix, and look at a running back like Barkley and guys like that. I mean, sometimes you could coerce some of these guys to come back for their final, you know, for another year. But you know, these guys have lives to get on with as well, and I can understand that. From the recruiting standpoint, is Miami at that level now in the ACC where they're right up there with FSU and Clemson,
they're definitely recruiting at a much higher level. You've seen it, you know, the last class with Golden and then into what Rick's done. He's done a very good job, and you could just see it. The players, when you go out there, I always said, when you go out there and the freshmen start looking better than the seniors, you're starting to recruit the right guys.
Yeah.
And you know, that's how you know you're recruiting at a very high level, is when the guys that you're recruiting that are the young guys, the freshman and sophomore, you're like, wow, that kid's only a freshman, that kid's a sophomore. You know you're doing something right at that point.
Also, Charles, when you look in the secondary, Miami's kind of used the last couple of years, you know, one guy or another to maybe shore up the defense, especially in the secondary. But this year it looks like they've kind of landed some pretty decent kids. I know that a few of the freshmen are taking hold now, and some of the other guys that have come in over the last couple of years, like Javonte Dean, are starting to assert themselves a lot more depth this year.
Yeah, definitely. And you look, you know, that's one position. You got two guys that are coming back that are upperclassmen, and Jaquan Johnson and also Cedric Redwine. Those guys have been playing since their freshman year. And now you have Amari Carter and you have a Gervin Hall coming in behind them. You have four guys that can start, four guys with potential to be starters. That means you've upgraded that position. And then you go out to corner. You know, Bandy was out there. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but
no.
One thing we've always said, he's very tough. And the kid's competitive as heck, you know. So they've upgraded the secondary from even 2 years ago as well.
It's almost like he plays like Terrell Buckley did. He wasn't the biggest, but he has great recovery speed, and he can jump. And he'll lay a couple of licks on you as well during the game. And that's the one thing. Maybe it's an attitude thing about South Florida kids, but they go anywhere and they'll give you. I mean, they'll be in your face from the beginning. Maybe an intimidation factor or whatever. It works. I mean, and you look at all these secondary kids, not like Bandy, but there's others who have gone away and excelled. You look at, here's a perfect example. Some of the secondary guys that have come out of this area that are at FSU right now. I mean, potentially first-round draft picks.
No, there's no question. I think the one thing, and we've been at camps from all over the country, whether you know going to the Rutgers camp back in the day or going to these camps, the one thing you notice about the South Florida kids is they challenge everybody. They want to go against the very best. If somebody says they're the number one receiver in the country, I'll guarantee you the corner that's going to cover him at the camps from South Florida. Guarantee.
Yeah, we just had John Dunmore on before, and he's got that type of attitude, you know. Like we went out to LA.
I remember him sitting there at the Nike camp, and he had just ran a time that, you know, that he probably.
Is he there?
How'd you do? He goes, it doesn't matter, and nobody out over me. And the next play, he went out and he did a double move and scored and just laughed. And it didn't matter how fast he ran. Nobody could cover him because of how well he can run routes.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at Miami, obviously, in the spring game this week, probably not going to show a whole lot. But at the same time, you look at other teams in their conference in the Coastal, which is getting tougher. I mean, you know, Pitt's getting better. We saw it, you know, with the great coaching and a guy like Narduzzi, who's a defensive guy, who's bringing in a lot of good people with him. And you look at a Virginia Tech, we kind of knew that was going to happen with Fuente because we saw what he did at Memphis and what type of coach he was. So they're getting really good coaches in that Coastal. And I mean, it's no longer an easy deal anymore, Charles. I mean, the ACC is got a lot of talent on both sides, and you know, being an upstart team, people have to remember. Miami's working hard to fill all the holes, but so is everybody else in that conference. There's a lot of pressure to win.
No, there's no question. But the one thing it does, it helps Miami out, because if those teams are doing well, guys are going to want to go there and play against top-rated teams. You know, you still want to play these teams when they're at their peak, not when they're doing badly. But when you consider that Clemson, Florida State, like you said, you've had teams like North Carolina that have, you know, had a first-round pick a couple years ago,
yep.
Virginia Tech, and these teams, the ACC's gotten a lot better, and I think it helped improve Miami, and more kids want to go there and play there. So,
yep, I agree. Well, Charles, I appreciate you checking in. As always, great job. I know the University of Miami fans are loving you tonight. So giving some good stuff. We'll talk to you. We'll see you on Saturday, definitely, but we'll see you before.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.